And right now, we want to have a conversation about technology in agriculture, more specifically, robotics, artificial intelligence, and how many of these new technologies are helping on the operation when it comes to your agronomy and so much more. Joining us now for a conversation, he is U.S. Commercial Manager for SolimTech. Taylor Wetley is with us here today. Taylor, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Absolutely. It's great to be here and looking forward to talking a little bit more about robotics and AI in agriculture.
Just for starters, since we've never had anyone on from SolimTech before, can you give us a little bit of background on the company, Taylor?
Yeah, definitely. So SolimTech is a company, an ag technology company that has been around actually going on 19 years now. And so we're a global company that's mostly positioned in the Western Hemisphere. But really, what we are focused on with our products and technology is how do we help a farmer or an agronomic operation be more efficient, whether that be operationally or agronomically in the field. And so we have a variety of different solutions from fleet management tools to what we're really looking to grow and have been focused on the last 5 years, which is our autonomous Solix platform. And so very focused on bringing this technology to the market, whether that be with the software or the robotics, and looking to see how we can help farmers be more efficient with these new tools.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of these tools. And obviously, it's been a rapidly evolving conversation. I think I'm safe in saying that when it comes to robotics and artificial intelligence use on the farm and within U.S. agriculture. What have you seen over the last, I'll say, I don't even want to say 5 years, I'll say last 2.5 to 3 years with this conversation and how things are changing on the farm so rapidly, Taylor?
Yeah, that's the thing about AI. A year in AI seems like, what would have been 10 years in the past, it's just very, very quickly accelerating. And I think ag is really at the center of a lot of that ag robotics or AI tech adoption. And so just to speak to the last couple of years, we have seen a lot of advancements in regard to actually the technology delivering value to the grower. It feels like, the 15 years before we were talking a lot about different technologies, but it wasn't really delivering that exact value for the grower. I think with AI and robotics, we're actually starting to meet some of the challenges that the customers are facing. And so what we're seeing is a lot more robotics in the field, a lot more precision ag as we think about targeted application, companies bringing that to the market, allowing the customer to optimize those inputs with the goal of, increasing yield over time. And so we continue to see robotics be a very big piece of that, but also just software. Being able to monitor equipment more specifically, understand what that downtime is to be more efficient. And so just more meticulously manage those operations. And as we think about like large language models and AI, I see that as well as a big advancement just at a macro level, whether that be with, AIs like Google's Gemini or ChatGPT. I see integrations in the future that are going to allow a lot of what we're doing on the farm to be able to be optimized, and kind of a buzzword, but really be able to track that better and have new insights through these large language models as well.
Well, I think about this, a lot of producers, obviously, they're used to, getting out in the field, getting their hands dirty. But with the way things are changing, there are certain tasks on the farm that could benefit from technology like what you guys are doing at SolimTech. I mean, it's... Talk about this, because I really, truly, feel I get excited when I talk technology, Taylor, because there's a lot of opportunity, I think, for producers to help with some what I'd say are mundane tasks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, one of the biggest constraints and challenges for the farmer is their time. They're often making the decision whether they should be hauling grain or working on a piece of equipment or checking the field. That's their biggest limiting factor is time. And so a lot of automation will allow for them to better utilize their time. And so whether it be mundane tasks, as you mentioned, or even more advanced tasks like scouting and spraying. We, as a company, SlimTech, think smaller autonomous units out there scouting, understanding crop health, actually using targeted application to spray those weeds where they are, spray them early and often so they're not competing with the crop throughout the season. You know, that really allows them to optimize their time more. And when you have a, you know, say a fleet of these small units, whether that be robotic sprayers or tillage equipment, or even down the road, you know, planting equipment, and you have a fleet of these moving, you can start to think about having them run at night. Or, you know, if you have an area of your fields that is wet, but another area that's not, you can have a small group of those robots moving and start to compete less with your time and really open up time to be even more precise on your operation. So I think that's what a lot of robotics and technology is going to allow for growers.
We're having a conversation with Taylor Whetley, U.S. Commercial Manager for SlimTech. And, you know, thinking about the adoption of these technologies, and we can get into more of the details on what you guys are working on in a second, but what have you heard from producers? I always wonder what they are saying as this conversation evolves. Are they nervous to adopt robotics and AI technology on the farm? Are they getting more increasingly open to this type of conversation? What are you hearing from producers here in early 2026?
A lot of the things we're hearing from producers is they're looking forward to understanding this technology and seeing how it would fit in their operations. Meanwhile, they're still being mindful that, you know, this is going to have to somewhat fit into their operations. This can't disrupt exactly everything on their farm. It's got to be what I call brought that last mile. And so I think that's where we're at with this technology is we're starting to finally get there where we can put these in operations and it can fit in holistically on the farm. But a lot of growers are excited about the technology, but still mindful of that, because I think over, you know, the last 20 years, a lot of new technology has come to the market. And some of it hasn't fit. And so that's what we're really conscious of as a company is how do you continue to get that feedback from the grower? Because it can be the best technology in the world, but if it doesn't fit into the operation and make the farmer's life easier, it's never going to gain adoption. And so as a whole, I think the market and the farmers are excited about it. They just need to see it go that last mile. So they can really think about adopting it across their entire farm.
You mentioned it earlier, the Solix platform. Give us some more background and details on Solix and how this can really help a producer in their fields. Can you give us some more background details on this specifically?
Yeah, the Solix platform is a scouting sprayer. And so it was really born from having customers that were using our software and understanding where their overall fleet was and kind of becoming more efficient operationally. But what we were missing was what was going on at the agronomic level. How do you have something constantly at the field acting as an autonomous scout or agronomist and applicator? As we've scaled in farm sizes, we've kind of missed that in some ways. You know, technology and robots has gotten bigger and bigger. And the grower's not able to be over that acreage constantly there, you know, understanding what's going on. If you think back, you know, 100 years, farms were smaller and, you know, the farmer was able to constantly go to the field. While they're there, they're able to see disease pressure, insects, weeds, whatever that may be. But as we've scaled, we're unable to make so many passes in the field. And so that's what Solix was born from, having something via a robot that's constantly there, understanding what is happening in the field. In addition to that, also executing on tasks, such as spraying weeds when they're small and killing them. And so the platform is a solar-powered robot with a 40-foot boom on the front, using our own targeted application to detect where those weeds are and just spray those weeds. As we're making those passes, the robot is also understanding what's going on agronomically in the field at a plant-by-plant level. So understanding, you know, crop height, understanding where weed pressure is, understanding emergent skips, doubles, things like that. And so it's really an autonomous agent in the field that allows the grower to have a really, really close understanding of what's going on at a plant-by-plant level.
Well, we appreciate the insight on that. Taylor, if folks want to learn more about what you guys are doing at Solymph Tech, what's going to be the best way to do that?
A great way to reach out would be via our website, solymphtech.com. That's SolinfTech.com.
Anything else you would mention or reiterate to folks here as we close out our conversation today, Taylor? This has been very insightful, and we're going to have to continue this conversation down the road. But before we run out of time, anything else you'd add or reiterate to folks today?
Just reiterating that we're continuing to grow across the Midwest. We're a company that's based out of Indiana. And so if farmers want to learn more about us, we'll be having several field days throughout the year, but they can reach out via that website we mentioned to learn more.
That website again, solymphtech.com, SolinfTech.com. Taylor Whetley, thanks so much for joining us here on the show to tell us more about the work you guys are doing there at Solymph Tech, and we will let you go and look forward to talking again real soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.